Welcome to Accounting Influencers, the podcast for accounting leaders and influencers who want to know exactly what makes the good firms great and the great accountants world class. Let's get today's show started with your host and founder of the BD Academy, Rob Brown.
Hi everybody, Rob Brown here, your friendly podcast host of Accounting Influencers, and hope you're well and on with the new year, staying safe. These are crazy times. And as I mentioned in an earlier episode in January, I'm starting to do a series of just one show a month where it's just me. Usually I interview guests, but once a month I'm coming on and sharing some stuff with you that's on my heart that other key top expert interviewees have shared with me. Things that I'm learning from a group called the Accounting Influencer Roundtable, which is something I'm a part of. These are accounting influencers, fintech influencers that sell to and through the accounting profession. They serve you accountants, and they're a blend of coaches, consultants, trainers, suppliers, advisors, providers, vendors that all work in the accounting fintech profession. So what is on my mind this month? Well, it's about development. I've been thinking, while COVID's going on, how are you getting better? Because we know that the people that come out of this bigger, faster, stronger are the ones that invest in themselves, in their capabilities, while things are quiet. Now, when I say things are quiet, I appreciate we're all busy. We've all got Zoom calls and we're all working remotely and trying to pivot to what is going on. But what habits are you creating? When was the last time you learned a new skill? I'm not talking about knowledge here, which is just knowing more stuff. It's absorbing information. And yeah, there's lots to absorb right now, but I'm talking about skill development. That's doing different stuff or doing the same stuff to a higher level. Now, when we're adults, we kind of get out of this way of learning. Kids learn for fun, don't they? Learning is on the job. They've got school, they've got role models, they've got people that are mentoring them and pushing them to be more and know more. They learn how to tie their shoes, they learn how to brush their teeth, they learn how to walk. I read recently that the average baby will fall down 70 times in an hour in learning to walk. And they learn by failure, don't they? They learn by doing, and it's very much a part of their life. And early adulthood, once to come out of that, it's qualifications and exams, and it's all knowledge based. A little bit of it is skill based, but when you pass your accountancy qualifications or get your degree, you've earned your stripes, if you like. You've got your qualifications, and what then? Yeah, there's CPD, we call it in the UK, continued professional development, where you've got to stay current with your qualifications, and that's more technically based, that's more knowledge based. But I'm talking about skills here. What new skills are you learning during lockdown and while COVID hit in? And you've got a little bit more time on your hands because you're not commuting for 60, 90 minutes a day. You've got a little bit of time to play with. What are you doing? Are you watching more Netflix? Are you spending more time playing games on your phone? Some of us are doing some of the good things. You're doing more gardening. You're going for long walks. If you can, you're perhaps doing a bit more exercise. But there are a few reasons that adults don't learn new skills. There's a bit of cowardice because we're scared to fail. And I spoke earlier about how babies fall 70 times in an hour as they're learning to walk. They're made to fail because it's their way of learning. But adults, we don't like failing. We don't like falling short. We have targets to hit all the time. We have expectations on our behavior, on our conduct, on our performance, and our character, and our competence. And falling short is not really an option, is it? We don't like to admit weakness. We want to be skilled. So we stay very much within our comfort zones. But that's not where the growing takes place, is it? Another reason adults don't learn new skills is that they're busy. We're busy. Life intervenes, doesn't it? We've got jobs, responsibilities. We've got Netflix to watch. We've got email inboxes to monitor. We've got social media to attend to. That's another reason. We're also afraid to commit, aren't we? For instance, I've been teaching myself jazz piano, blues piano, and I do have a piano. I can play piano quite well. I've never been classically trained or anything. I can't read music, but I can play all kinds of different chords. But I'm age 55 now. Thank you. I know I don't sound that old. So I'm committing to it, but it's a little bit scary. It involves setting aside some time and being purposeful and intentional with it. And you get the drift here that I'm not talking about work-related skill development. I'm talking about personal stuff as much as anything. So learning to play the piano, learning chess. I'm a keen chess player. Learning to sing, doing some kickboxing or taking up a sport, learning magic. These relaxing things or personal things can really expand your mind, but we're scared to commit. We're too busy. We don't like to fail. We have a low boredom threshold, don't we? And learning a new skill is mastery. It takes time. Things take longer to learn as we get older as well. When you're a child, you just learn for fun. It's part of the deal, isn't it? That's your job title. But when you're an adult, we start to think about, well, what's the return on investment here? Where is the economic utility in here? How is this going to affect my job and affect my performance? We think very pragmatically, don't we? I'm only going to do something new or learn something new if it's going to be useful to me. Otherwise, if this doesn't help my job, it's pointless me spending any time with it. So we get into this realm of, is learning really what's on our agenda? And again, I'm not talking about knowledge, I'm talking about new skills. And I've been listening to some podcasts about this recently. Think about something that you'd like to do that's going to be enjoyable because you've got to stick with it. Think about something that you can do within reach of your home, because we're not traveling a lot these days, are we, with COVID and lockdown and vaccines. And think of something that enriches you, enriches your life, your personal life. It makes you feel good. It adds to the interestingness that is you, that makes you see a little bit more colourful. And some of you that know me, I had a brain hemorrhage in 2016. It was a sudden stroke. And when I had it, I looked into neuroplasticity. I don't know if you've come across this term, but it's the ability of the brain to adapt. It's the ability to learn and take into account new circumstances, new stimuli, if you like, new triggers and new challenges, new threats. And as an adult, aging takes down our neuroplasticity, but we can still try things. We can still learn. Yeah, it might be a little bit slower, but we can make some changes. And it's helpful if you learn together. I've read some studies about choirs and people that go to classes at gyms and health clubs. And because they're doing it with other people, there's some camaraderie there. There's some collaboration. There's a common goal. There's something shared in the group setting. I do these boot camps where we work out with kettlebells and bodyweight stuff. And there's just half a dozen of us go down in the park once or twice a week. Or we're doing it on Zoom at the moment, but we're doing it together. So you get that 5-10% extra effort. You get that push. You get that encouragement, that psychological common goal, a little bit of accountability. It also stretches you, doesn't it, when you learn with other people, because sometimes there's people better than you and that pulls you along. Sometimes there are people not as good as you and you pull them along. It heightens your skills a little bit, makes you feel good about things. So we're talking about growth here, really, aren't we? And this podcast is all about growth. We talk to accounting influencers and leaders in accounting firms, and we ask what makes the good accountants great, what makes the good firms great, and a culture of growth, a culture of development, that's got to be part of the mix, hasn't it? So consider something extra outside your job. And if you haven't got anything outside your job and your job is your life, then where do you go when the job goes wrong? It's hard to let go, isn't it? It's hard to switch off. There's nothing to fall back on. So this is self-development versus professional development. You're making yourself a more satisfied, wholesome person. If you want to look at some professional things, I've had to think about this. What about learning to present better? What about learning to do video better? What about learning to talk better, learning to write better, to create content, to network better online, to do some more outreach and to hone your sales skills and negotiation skills, your pricing stuff, your positioning, your self-marketing? All of these are good professional skills, but I'm talking as much about personal skills. And a lot of our skill development in an accounting role is done on the job, isn't it? It's done observationally. You might have a mentor, but it's monkey see, monkey do. Like watching YouTube, you watch me do it and then you do the same thing. And with business development, which is my pet subject and my company, the Business Development Academy, we train accountants to win work. And the traditional way of getting better at winning work in an accounting firm is to watch some of the senior partners or those seasoned rainmakers or business development specialists that do this for fun. They're comfortable around people. They socialize well. They've got a network. They don't mind going to events, getting on the phone. They don't mind a little bit of rejection, do they? They've got some courage. But generally, their attitude is, well, watch what I do. I do a little bit of what I'm doing. But I've learned over the years, and this is what I coach now with my programs, particularly the 90-day pipeline, which is a new program we're launching where we give accountants a pipeline of £100,000 worth of new business opportunities in 90 days of coaching. And so if you want to know more about that, reach out to me. But there are many different ways to win work. There is no one right way. There is no one way that's better than any other. I know accountants that only win work by doing webinars. I know some that only win work by running their own events. I know some that concentrate on getting referrals from existing clients. I know some accountants accountants that only win work by going out to their introducer network or getting cross sales and introductions from their colleagues to their special services. So there are loads of different ways to do it. And when we observe other people on the job and do what they do, you're becoming a clone of them. You're copying them. And that's not always the best thing to do. And the other thing about skill development, it's really difficult from a book, isn't it? It's slightly easier from a YouTube video, but having a coach or somebody to get alongside you with some observations and some feedback, that really helps with your skill development. So I'm asking you, as we draw to a close here, what are two or three big skills or challenges that you could adopt over the next few months? We know, even though the vaccine is here, that we're not coming out of lockdown anytime soon, particularly here in the UK. We're one of the leading countries in the world for deaths from COVID. So we have some work to do. There are some areas of growth, aren't there, for us in 2021. There are skills that we can learn, whether it's business development and presenting and selling and more professional development stuff, or some personal development things where you just work on becoming a more rounded individual. So again, this is not knowing stuff. This is working on skills and improving your competence. And what does this do ultimately? It makes you more employable. It fast tracks your career, makes you more engaging, gives you more things to talk about, gives you a real sense of purpose, utilizes this time that we've got, not just by watching more TV or eating more or spending more time on social media, but it's a very good constructive use of our time that ultimately has huge payoff. So I'm challenging you to think of something that you could work on. Not something simple, but something chunky, something engaging, something you've always wanted to do, something you've always wanted to get better at. Now is the time. Learn some new skills, some new tricks, some new ideas, some new competencies, professional or otherwise. So that's the message. Make a decision. Get some education. Find out who can help you. Get a coach. Get a mentor. Get someone to stand alongside you. Find someone that you admire, that has this skill, and get them to speak into your life a little bit and get them to teach you a few things, not necessarily to copy what they've done, but to talk about their journey and start to get some benchmarks or KPIs or some measurements or a goal towards. Like, you might want to start running. That's a skill, I suppose. It's fitness, but you have an end point of maybe doing a 5K or running a marathon or a half or getting up to 20 minutes on a treadmill. So I'm just talking about expanding your skill set and broadening your strengths and your horizon. So that is the message for my monthly check-in on the Accounting Influencers podcast. So just to finish up, one more thing to announce. I have run another podcast over the last few months called Accounting Leaders. And in that, I wanted to concentrate on the people in leadership positions in accounting firms and networks, alliances, and talk about their journey, their life, their stories, how they got to where they are, what lessons they've learned along the way. And that show's been going well. It's been going 6 months, but it's a bit tricky to juggle two podcasts. So I'm going to bring those episodes into the Accounting Influencers podcast. So once a month, you're going to get me sharing great stuff like this about growth and personal development for accountants. And you're going to get an interview with an accounting leader to talk about their areas of expertise, what areas of the firm they lead, what are their lessons learned from life. So they'll be coming up over the next few weeks as well. And as usual, you'll have great interviews with me and accounting fintech influencers that know what makes the good firms great and what separates the average accountants from the best in class accountants. So connect to us at bdacademy.pro if you want to know more, or find me on LinkedIn and reach out, start a conversation with me. Would be great to hear what you're doing. And finally, if you want to hear more about the 90-day pipeline, we've got spaces for 15 accountants that want to put £100,000 of new business opportunities into their pipeline in the next 90 days. We're going to be opening that up in February, and it's going to have an ongoing enrollment. So do something, make yourself better, make yourself bigger, faster, stronger, new and improved, so that when you come out of this, you're going to be in a much better place than when you came in. Have a great day and stay safe.
You've been listening to Accounting Influencers, the podcast for accounting leaders and influencers who want to know exactly what makes the good firms great and the great accountants world class. For show notes on today's and other episodes, plus some great blogs and resources to help accountants lead, sell, and perform at the highest levels, go to bdacademy.pro. Until next time, have a fantastic day.